Hello, everyone. Patriot Underground here. So before we begin the show, I wanted to take a quick moment to remind everybody to check out PatriotSwitch.com. Click the link in the description and begin your journey making the switch to purchasing your personal and household products from a patriotic company who shares your value system and doesn't funnel your money directly into evil operations that are designed to destroy us. This is a no-brainer, folks. I made the switch and I couldn't be happier. And as I said, I only come out and support something that I personally use and believe in. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. PatriotSwitch.com. All right, folks, enjoy the show. Patriot out. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Underground. Today is March 6, 2023. Thank you so much for joining me, folks, to discover the truth beneath the surface. I really do appreciate everybody out there taking the time to listen. So tonight I'm going to provide a situation analysis report, and we're going to talk about a lot of things tonight, folks. I'm going to talk about Trump's CPAC speech yesterday. We're going to get into a little bit of information about NATO and the implosion that we are witnessing happening in real time at this point. We're also going to get into the MSM implosion. We're going to talk about Trump and Cash Patel, the MSM pincer attack that seems to be happening between those two individuals. We're also going to talk about Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, Elon Musk, John McAfee, and a whole bunch of other information. So hopefully this will be a good one, folks. And once again, I really do appreciate everybody out there taking the time to listen. So let's talk a little bit about Trump's CPAC speech. Now, every time Trump gives a mainstream speech like CPAC, you always have to dig beneath the surface a little bit to recognize what Trump is really saying. And this is something that I've talked about on many different occasions. You can't just listen to what Trump says and take it at a surface level and think that that's all that's going on. Now, obviously, I think my audience is pretty well versed in that concept at this point. So I wanted to point out some of the things that Trump said and talk about the significance, or at least the way I see the significance of his words. Now, many, many times he has said that the cabal, even though he doesn't use that term, he uses the phrase the deep state. He says that the deep state is after us and that he is simply standing in their way. And when you really think about that, I do believe that by continuing to repeat that phrase, I think that Trump is indicating to all of us that an arrest is very, very likely to happen. And there were a number of different things that he said in this speech that I think are very, very clear comms that this is going to be something that we're going to see happen in the not too distant future. And it's not that hard to figure out, folks. I mean, the deep state wants Trump arrested. They want him out of the picture. They're running out of ways to try to figure out how to derail the momentum of Trump. They're doing everything they can to throw their weight behind DeSantis. They're doing everything they can to try to shift the narrative and try to discredit Trump. But the more that they do that, the more it's backfiring on them. So when he tells us that he's standing in their way, I think it's very likely that that is an arrest calm, if you will. He also said that when he came into office, the Republican Party was ruled by freaks. Now, he went on and used some other terms, but that was the first word that he used to describe the Republican Party, and not just the Republican Party, of course, also the Democrats. The entire establishment, really. And when he's using that type of language, folks, I think it's very clear that he is preparing us for some serious levels of disclosure. We know that eventually satanic ritual abuse is going to come out. And by casting them as freaks and by calling them evil, which he has on multiple occasions, and he's doing it more and more, and it's getting to be very, very obvious that Trump is not simply casting this opposition as not doing what's in the best interest of America and acting in their self-interest. He's actually called them out for what they are, which are evil monsters. He also said that we're never, ever going back to that old system. We're not going back to the party of Jeb Bush. We're not going back to the party of Paul Ryan and Karl Rove. The people that want to destroy our system, that's simply not going to happen. Now, on the topic of NATO and Ukraine, He said that it is far more important to them than it is to us, given its location. And by them, he's talking about NATO. And of course, the idea of defeating Russia over this war in Ukraine, which we all know is simply not going to happen. But I think what he's doing here is he's drawing a direct connection between the Khazarian mafia and the NATO nations that are supporting it. He also called the MSM militant. And I do believe that using that word further accentuates the previous comments that he's made about the mainstream media in the past, that they are the enemy of the people. They're not just the enemy of the people, they are militant enemies of the people. They are enemies of the state, they are enemies of America, but not only that, they are enemies of humanity. So you can see that Trump's word choice is very significant. He told us that the MSM, he said that they may be frightened, but they may just be evil. You never really know. And I think what's happening here, folks, is that Trump is communicating directly to the mainstream media, directly to the anchors, the people, the so-called journalists of the mainstream media. He's giving them the opportunity, in accordance with the art of war, to come clean and to do the right thing. And let's not forget, by the way, and I'm going to talk about this in some more detail later in the show, that very recently Trump yet again has brought up the idea of public executions on TV by firing squad. This is not a guy who is messing around. He's letting them know, this is your last chance to do the right thing. But if you don't change course at this point, this is what you will be facing. He also talked about the corrupt prosecutors, who he mentioned are funded by George Soros. He said, they hate our country, and they'll get me for anything. So once again, folks, he's telling us that an arrest is coming. He also told us the intelligence agencies are corrupt and they're partisan. Oh, and by the way, just on the heels of mentioning the corruption inside of the intelligence agencies, he brought up the January 6th prisoners. He's drawing a connection between the intelligence community and George Soros and the false flag that occurred that day. He is establishing the narrative, the truthful narrative, about what really occurred. And he's calling these people out for what they really are. He called them perverts that go and they spend millions on ads to spread libel, not just about Trump, but about all of us. Because again, Trump is simply standing in their way. Their attacks on Donald Trump are tantamount to attacks on the American people. And I know that my audience understands this, but there are still a great number of people out there who are still coming up to speed. But by calling them perverts, he's drawing attention to their sexual depravity. And he's telling us that we have to charge straight ahead. That was actually a quote. And that made me think immediately of Juan O'Savin's Matador metaphor. He has said repeatedly that Trump is taunting them to charge. He's trying to do anything that he can to manipulate them into making a mistake. And he's done it brilliantly, time and time again. Now, for 7 years, folks, this has been going on. Very interesting number, by the way. He brought that number up more than once. He said, for 7 years, these sinister forces have been bringing down America. And they've been turning it into a socialist dumping ground. And really, that we've gone beyond socialism. He even said that the train never really stopped at that station. It just soared right past it. And now we've gone beyond socialism to basically straight up Marxism and communism. And that we are a nation in decline. And he told everyone that back in his State of the Union address, I can't remember what year it was, but probably more than one, where he talked about this exact topic, that America is on this path towards socialism, that he is doing everything he can to try to redirect the trajectory of this country. And that's, of course, a big part of what this whole process, that this hellish process that we're living through right now is all about, this pantomime, this simulation of where the enemy wanted to take us. Folks have to understand that Trump is letting us know in this speech that all of this insanity that we've been witnessing for the past 7 years, all of these efforts to try to bring down America, all of it has been engineered. And this is all part of a pantomime, folks. We are witnessing a simulation, scenes in a movie that the white hats have scripted out to bring us to the precipice of destruction. This near-death experience that has to happen so that people finally wake up and finally realize who and what we really are. Folks, our enemies, and Trump brought this up, our enemies know that not just Donald Trump and not just the White Hats, but all of us, we the people, we are the ones who are in a position to stop them collectively. And he said that we're going to finish what we started. Anybody out there who thinks that this is over, anybody out there who thinks that we've been sold out, that this is all just a psyop, folks, you're not paying attention. Trump told us many, many times in that speech last night, we are going to complete this mission. We are going to complete the battle. These are military comms, folks. He said that we're going to demolish the deep state. He's telling you who the real war is against. Notice that he didn't come out swinging against China and Russia, our supposed enemies. That whole speech was about the deep state cabal as the common enemy of the people, and that the exposure of this enemy is going to unify humanity like it's never been unified before. When he talks about this movement, it's unlike anything in history. That's exactly what he is saying. And he also told us that we're going to get rid of the mainstream media. We're going to root them out. He said we're going to deal appropriately with the rhinos. We're going to evict Joe Biden from the White House. Evict is a very interesting word because evict usually references somebody who is a resident as opposed to a president. But he talked about the fact that as we move forward, folks, we're not going to have the same endless wars. We're not going to have the same dishonest mockingbird media. He called out Fox News directly, and he said that he did actually much better in 2020 than in 2016, which we all know. Now, these are very interesting comms that I do believe are military in nature, and they are signals to the White Hats all over the world to initiate operations to further discredit the mainstream media. He said this is the final battle, and everybody knows it. If they win, we no longer have a country. He's referring to tribunals, folks. The final battle. And he also said that the enemy has to stop Trump because they can't stop him at the ballot box. So yet again, we have another hint at an arrest that is coming. He said, if you put me back in the White House, their reign is over. Once again, referring to tribunals. He said, I'm your retribution. I will totally obliterate the deep state. I will totally bring down the justice system that has become so corrupt and weaponized all of the intelligence capabilities and apparatus of the U.S. government against we the people. And not only that, he called not only Hunter, but also Joe Biden criminals. He said that before COVID, the country was coming together. And then, of course, they had to introduce this bio attack against we the people. He didn't characterize it that way, but we all know what it was. And so what he's telling us is, folks, we actually can unify. We were unifying. And it was the deep state, like they always do, that drove division once again into the heart of every population all across the world and instilled fear through their MKUltra programming to get us to turn on each other like they've always done in the past. But this is a pattern that is becoming harder and harder for the deep state to pull off. And Trump knows it. He knows that once this laptop from hell gets exposed, all of these sick people, who he called evil, by the way, in a very clear indication that we are headed toward the disclosure of their evil, of their satanic ritual abuse, of their adrenochrome harvesting, of human trafficking, etc., etc. And when he mentioned the laptop from hell, he said that it has every single crime that Biden's ever committed on that laptop. And I don't disagree with that for one second. I don't doubt it. I think that's just the tip of the iceberg. He also talked about how they have a very racist and corrupt DA in New York that's targeting Trump for arrest, and that the Supreme Court gave them permission, essentially, to come after Trump. And so what he's doing, really, is he's pointing directly to the corruption of the system. And he's letting us know, folks, that tribunals have to happen. The entire system is corrupt. We're not going to see any justice in the Justice Department. He also mentioned the Mar-a-Lago raid, and he said, interestingly, that the FBI are mostly good people. And I think he's talking about the rank and file. And he says, stay strong, help is coming. And I do believe that that is the case. I think that there are a lot of individuals, probably a majority inside the FBI, who are good men and women who want to do the right thing. But just like every other lever of power, every other institution in our society, it's been corrupted at the top levels. Trump understands that, and he knows that there are a lot of people inside the FBI that didn't want to go along with this raid on Mar-a-Lago. He reassured them, once again, to stay strong, and that help is coming. But folks, they're spending millions and millions of dollars to prosecute Trump. If you think that they're doing this so that they cannot arrest him, think again. Now, I don't necessarily know that this is going to happen 100%, but I do believe that it's very, very likely. They got to get Trump out of the picture somehow, some way. They've got to discredit him. They've got to do everything that they can to prevent him from getting into the White House in 2024. Now, again, do I believe this is all pantomime to a large extent? Absolutely. But nevertheless, folks, there are still elements of the cabal out there who are operating. We've talked about that ad nauseum. We know that that's the case. We are not completely out of the woods yet. We are still fighting the mid-level members of this cabal. And that's what this game theory operation, this devolution operation, is all about. Now, it's very interesting that when Trump talked about Russia, he talked about China, and of course, in the process, he mentioned Putin, and he mentioned President Xi, and he pointed to the fact that under his presidency, none of this chaos that we're witnessing in the world right now would be happening. And he's absolutely right. He said he didn't even have to threaten them when he was president. Now, why is that? Because, of course, they're all aligned together. They're all a part of this alliance. So Trump may get up there and he may say that you should never allow China and Russia to get together to wed, I think is how he put it. But the reality is, folks, this is all optics. He's working with Putin and Xi behind the scenes to prevent World War III. Make no mistake about it. He also talked about the fact that Biden, fake Biden, killed the Keystone Pipeline, which would have kept oil prices so low that Russia wouldn't have had the money to prosecute the war in Ukraine. Now, I think that's partially true, but I think, again, this is all optics. This is part of the Q plan. This is part of the devolution strategy. And indeed, Trump is pointing out that under his presidency, he didn't start any new wars. He ended wars. He prevented wars from breaking out. And then, of course, fake Biden gets into office, and what have we got? Well, we are on the fast track to World War III, and he kept bringing that up. But it's very interesting because he said, I will prevent World War III. And this is one of the most interesting parts of the speech, in my view. He said, you're going to have World War III if something doesn't happen fast. So he's telling you that it won't happen and that he's going to prevent it. But when you really stop and think about it, folks, if we're careening into a war at this pace in March of 2023 with the 2024 election a year and a half away, if not more, and Trump is saying that he's going to prevent World War III, what's he really telling you? How could he possibly do that as a private citizen? He's telling us, folks, that he is, in fact, the commander-in-chief. He said, before I even arrive in the Oval Office, I will have that disastrous war between Russia and Ukraine settled. Once again, folks, how could he possibly do that if he were not the commander-in-chief? He also brought up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline bombing. Now, Trump said that he, when he initially came into office, he put a stop to the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Now, I happen to think that these were optics to set up the Nord Stream sabotage and to distance himself from Vladimir Putin. That's one of the things that we know Trump does. He distances himself from his allies, and he highlights, he puts into the spotlight his enemies. Now, think about this, folks. On day one of Biden's presidency, he approved the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Why is that? We all know that fake Biden is controlled by the White Hats, folks. This was so he could sabotage it and prompt World War III, and of course also weaken the reputation of the United States in the process. This is all part of these scenes in the movie. So as you consider the optics, you have to remember that fake Biden is a White Hat controlled asset. This was all plotted out as scenes in the movie to set up this war in Ukraine, basically, to take down the enemy infrastructure and to eliminate their ability to launder money to keep their evil system operating. All of this has been set in motion by the White Hats to game the deep state into making strategic errors in accordance with game theory. Because if you control both sides to a significant degree, not completely, but to a significant degree, then you can manipulate those in the middle into making mistakes. And that's exactly what we've been witnessing over these past couple of years. So this is an absolutely amazing time to be alive, folks. Everything is becoming more and more evident with every passing day. We can see that the Rothschild banking system is collapsing. I recently talked about how the Rothschilds in France have taken their operation private in order to hide their collapse and to hide their corruption, even though ultimately it's not going to work. But certainly the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, they are in free fall. They are collapsing. Hundreds of banks inside the United States, several U.S. stock agencies run by, of course, the usual suspects, BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, are all in collapse. And of course, right alongside that is the collapse of NATO, the collapse of UN, because they're going broke. The White Hats have cut off their revenue streams. Not only that, the U.S. military White Hats, those inside of our military who are the good guys, have declined to support NATO in any way in this war against Russia. And everybody knows that NATO and the UN can simply not wage war without the United States against Russia. Maybe against some other nations that aren't as powerful, but against Russia, they have absolutely no ability to bid defiance to them. We're talking about maybe a week they might be able to put up a fight without the support of the United States. Not only that, folks, the U.S. Federal Reserve building is closed and boarded up. Supposedly, it's under construction. But I happen to think that something else more significant is going on, like I've talked about in the past. And I don't want to get into a huge discussion about the Treasury and the Fed. But needless to say, folks, I don't think that that is what's really going on there. I don't think they're just simply revamping and redesigning the Federal Reserve building and that everything is business as usual. I think we all understand that that's not the case. Not only that, the U.S. Capitol is fenced in. The fact of the matter is, folks, they don't want the American people getting too close to these buildings and figuring out what's actually going on inside, which is basically tribunals or the fact that these buildings have been emptied out and that there's nothing actually going on inside of them. I think that the White Hats understand that us, the Patriots, the awakened community, we're going to figure this out. But again, they've been carrying on these optics. They've been propping up the old system optically in order to maintain the status quo so that these military operations can fully mature before they actually drop the hammer. But look, folks, the fact is China, Russia, India, several Middle Eastern countries, they've all stopped using the fiat dollar. The banking system is set to collapse. Now, for more than 2.5 years, folks, this has been going on. These military operations have been accelerating. The White Hats are running a continuity of government operation, which essentially means that they're allowing this fake government to portray itself as the authority within the United States so that military operations can run in compliance with the devolution plan. The fact of the matter is, folks, is that we all know that this is not the real Joe Biden. We all understand, and we have for quite some time, that this theater that they're putting on TV is being filmed at a studio. And if you do a little bit of research, it turns out that there are several locations that actually have mock White House sets. We've talked about Georgia. We've talked about some other locations. I can't remember off the top of my head where they are. But the fact of the matter is, folks, they've got multiple different locations where they are filming this presidency. This is a made-for-TV movie, which, you know, made-for-TV movies tend to be pretty bad, so I guess that's a pretty good metaphor. But this is going on, this is continuing, and the reason that the White House is fenced in, you have to understand, is because they don't want people to know, they don't want the general public to know yet that the Biden State of the Union was never even filmed there. And not only that, of course, there was also the very well-documented military disrespect of Joe Biden when he actually was supposedly elected. They turned their back on him during his motorcade to the White House. He had no military escort when flying to the White House for the first time as president. He has no access to Cheyenne Mountain. He has no access to the top U.S. generals inside Cheyenne Mountain. The White Hats inside the Pentagon don't even speak to fake Biden. They don't brief him. They don't appear at his State of the Union addresses, on and on and on. And the reality is, folks, is that all of the different elements of this plan are working in unison. The deep state mainstream media is collapsing. BlackRock is collapsing. Vanguard, State Street. These conglomerates that control the entire media across the world, the top companies, they're all in free fall right now. And at the same time, we are seeing Trump escalate his attacks on the three-letter agencies, specifically the CIA. This is absolutely exciting to be alive at this stage, to watch what's happening and to be awake and aware and to understand what's really going on. Now, as we get closer to the exposure of the pandemic, or the plandemic, I should say, and the creation of this so-called virus, which I talked about in my last episode, and the collapse of the fiat banking system, and the CIA, and NATO, and UN, all of their money laundering operations being wiped out systematically, the deep state is in absolute panic mode. And so what they're doing is they are trying to engineer these wars. They're trying to create as much distraction and chaos as they possibly can in the hopes that that's going to buy them some time. But the reality of the matter is, folks, is that they are simply delaying the inevitable. The World Military Alliance is getting very, very close to coming out of the shadows and making their move against the deep state. Now, do I happen to believe that we're going to experience a lot more before that happens? Absolutely. My last episode, I talked about Chris Miller and the comms that he delivered, telling us that we have to have civil society break down before the military steps in. And this is something that I am going to continue hammering to get folks to remember, because it's so easy to get distracted, and it's so easy when new intel, which oftentimes is disinformation, comes out, gets us to raise our expectations again, only to be disappointed when events don't come to fruition that we had hoped for and been praying for. I think we have to continually remind ourselves, folks, that although things are really bad right now, and although comparatively you could say that we are, compared to where we've been throughout our entire life experience, that we're closer to the precipice of destruction than we've ever been before. And a lot of people out there would make the argument that we're there now. And I'm not going to argue with you, but I happen to believe that it needs to get a lot worse before it gets better. And I understand that people don't want to hear it. I understand that people get very upset over that concept because people are suffering, myself included, by the way. I think I should mention that just to remind folks. It's not as if I'm immune from all the things that I'm talking about here, like I'm somehow talking from some sort of a safe place where this stuff isn't going to affect me and affect my family. I'm in the trenches with all of you. But I'm just being realistic here. And I'm telling you, folks, I really don't believe that we're going to see the military step in before we get to that point where it looks as if, optically, that all hope is lost and that we are about to slip into oblivion. Because, you know, like Trump said, that's where the Democrats, the deep state, really, that's where they're leading us, into oblivion. Again, a very important Trump comm. This is what needs to happen, folks. And we could debate all day long. And there are a lot of audience members who feel very passionately. And by the way, I respect your opinions. Even if I don't necessarily agree wholeheartedly with your stance, I respect your opinions. And I understand that people are frustrated. And I understand people are hurting. And they want resolution. They want action yesterday. Heck, I do too, folks. But there's a big difference between what we want and what we expect and what's actual reality and what's going to really happen in the long run here. And I think that what we're really looking at is a scenario where we're going to have to watch and witness this country and this entire world really come apart at the seams. That's what this devolution process is. That's what a controlled demolition looks like. But again, on the positive side, I would remind folks that we wouldn't be having this conversation right now. You wouldn't be listening to me and so many other individuals out there like me who are putting out information. We wouldn't be engaged in building this digital family in the Great Awakening if evil was really in control. We would have already been gone. That's just a simple fact. Now, earlier in the show, I mentioned Trump and Kash Patel kind of performing a pincer attack on the mainstream media. In my last episode, I talked a lot about Kash Patel and why he is such an individual of interest. And remember, of course, that Q told us that he was someone that we should trust. And I talked a little bit about his pedigree as well. Now, Kash Patel, who is an amazing individual, I mean, he worked for the National Security Council. He worked for the House of Representatives. He worked as a public defender, a federal prosecutor, working on national security cases, and I think most importantly, like I said the other day, a legal liaison to the United States Armed Forces. And we're seeing Kash Patel. In the beginning of this process, going back a couple of years, we didn't see him as much. But he is emerging onto this. I mean, he's more and more, he's becoming pretty much a staple at every Patriot event. He's on all these different Patriot channels, putting out information and comms. He's done something like 80 to 100 interviews in the past year, going on podcasts, putting out all this information. Now, why would Kash Patel be doing that? Specifically, why would he be telling everybody that the deep state is actually operating the mainstream media? Especially at the same time that Donald Trump is doing the exact same thing. Now, we have to remember something here, folks. The Q Alliance is a military-civilian alliance. We're the civilians. Trump and the White Hats, of course, are the military. And then we have the deep state. So we, the people, are aligned with the white hats all over the world against a common enemy, which is the deep state. And I think it's very clear that Trump and Kash Patel are working in tandem to discredit the mainstream media and to put out very specific information about how social media specifically is controlled by the deep state. Now, Trump publicly called out Fox. I mentioned that. I mean, this is not something that's new. He's been talking about how Fox is compromised for a long time, but he is escalating his attacks on them specifically with regard to the way that they reported the election, which was treason, by the way. And of course, we have Kash Patel, who is going on all these podcasts, who is letting everyone know that the election was indeed stolen, that this was treason, that the deep state does exist, on and on and on. And so these two are working, like I said, as a dynamic duo to deliver communications directly to us, the patriots, and not only that, to stimulate the awakening of the general population, to draw attention to this evil cabal and the way that they control information, the way they choke off and censor any type of diverging viewpoints. Any sort of dissent is not allowed. And this is what Trump and Kash Patel have been up to, and they've been doing an absolutely amazing job. And when you look at Trump's speech and you talk about some of the things that we talked about in the beginning, you analyze it. Now, obviously, we don't know specifically what the comms are, but I happen to believe that it's very, very likely. In fact, I think it's a certainty that every time that Trump gets up and he makes a major speech, like he did at CPAC, he is delivering military orders to begin operations worldwide. He's talking to all of the military alliance, all the white hats all over the world to begin dropping information to further discredit the mainstream media. And mark my words, folks, we're going to see this accelerate over the next few weeks. Drops against the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, Soros, DARPA, the CIA, the corrupt elements of the Pentagon, the mainstream media. This is very, very significant what's happening right now. Not only that, at the same time, we've got other white hats who are working covertly to expose the deep state from within. Very specifically, we're talking here about Elon Musk. Now, you'll notice that Elon Musk is really the tip of the spear right now in terms of exposing the deep state in terms of the election fraud and COVID. Now, we're hearing a lot about this lab leak. This is really the narrative that's being put out there right now. I talked about this in my last episode. I do not believe for a second that this is an actual virus and that this was a lab leak from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. I think it's pretty clear, folks, that we're dealing with an electromagnetic attack using 5G, and that what they were really up to was they were concocting this bioweapon behind the scenes, and that's why everything was so cloak and dagger. And I do think that this is going to come out eventually. But at this stage, everyone in the world, for the most part, still believes that this was a virus. And the question is whether or not it was a naturally occurring virus or a man-made one. Now, even though I don't believe it was a man-made virus, the fact that it was not organic, the fact that it was concocted in association with a depopulation agenda, that's getting us much closer to the truth. And eventually it's going to come out, the true nature of this attack and what it really was, what it really is. But Elon Musk is driving this information into the consciousness of everyone all over the world. Not just here in the US, in Canada, in Europe, but everywhere, folks. These stories are trending. Elon Musk is exposing their entire agenda, and he's only just begun. Remember, folks, we haven't even seen the full exposure, the Twitter files, the COVID Twitter files come out yet. When this information finally drops, it is going to radically change the nature of the conversation worldwide, and people are going to shift from cognitive dissonance into intense anger. And this is, I think, going to be the very beginning of the tide really starting to turn. I think it already has turned, but that real climactic moment when we recognize that the public consciousness has finally shifted, has finally taken a new direction, I think that that's going to happen in probably a matter of weeks, as soon as all of this information about COVID comes out. And again, folks, this is just one element of what Elon Musk is exposing. He's exposing treason, sedition, genocide, satanic ritual abuse. He is currently doing an amazing service for humanity. And whether or not he's being coerced behind the scenes, whether or not he was flipped and had a come to Jesus type of a moment, I don't know. But one way or another, Elon Musk is a very, very important individual in this whole process. Now, the White Hats, as we know, are getting ready to expose more about the stolen elections. And of course, Elon Musk is going to be at the forefront of that. And I think that it's very likely that this is going to happen over the next couple of months. I don't think that we're going to get to the summer without a massive wave of information having to do with COVID, having to do with the election. I think it's very obvious. I mean, we're already starting to see on Twitter the trending topics. We're seeing Trump was right. We're seeing adrenochrome, follow the white rabbit, 2020 election being stolen. We're seeing treason. All of these things are trending on Twitter, folks. And this is just heating up. It's just only going to get more intense as time goes on. The saga is just beginning, as Q the Storm Rider says. Now, Epstein is also coming back into the picture as well. Not only Epstein, but Ghislaine, as this whole house of cards continues to collapse. Now, in the past, I've mentioned this, but I'll mention it again just in case folks missed it. Ghislaine Maxwell's father was actually working for the Mossad, MI6, and the CIA. And he was the main source that was funneling billions and billions of dollars to his daughter so that she could create this blackmail operation, this honeypotting operation. He brought her into the fold with the CIA and Mossad to carry out everything that we've really associated with Epstein. But she was really the mastermind behind all of this. And so what's going to happen as the Epstein list, the client list gets released, and this is coming. Congress, Elon Musk, of course, Donald Trump, and many other white hats are going to push the Epstein files and the release of all of these names. And when this happens, folks, this is going to be a Moab you could never possibly even imagine. Everything is getting exposed. The Ukraine money laundering system, Biden's classified docs, and of course, let's not forget all of the whistleblowers that are going to be coming forward this year. This is the year of the whistleblower, 2023. We're going to find out all about how cryptocurrency was connected specifically to the Democratic Party, but also the Republicans and the rhinos as well. We know that they're all on the same team. And this goes all the way back to 2014, folks, when they had their color revolution in the Ukraine. All of this was financed by the CIA through Jeffrey Epstein. And of course, it ties into the Hunter Biden laptop. It ties into the exposure of Hollywood and their connection to Epstein and the CIA. This case is so massive. There's a reason that it's taking time because they're waiting for the perfect moment to open up Pandora's box and to let everybody see the names and investigate all the different individuals and companies that were connected directly to this evil. And of course, we're talking about the Pentagon. We're talking about not just the Obamas, but the Clintons, the Bidens, all the Bushes, all of the major political families that we've been saddled with over the past 30 plus years are going to get exposed in this process. Not only that, the mainstream media is flipping, specifically CNN. And this is something that I've talked about quite a bit recently. CNN is already starting to red pill their audience, folks. This began a couple of months ago. And we know that a Trump supporter now actually owns their parent company, Discovery Plus. Now, CNN is basically in full-blown meltdown right now because they understand that they've been infiltrated. And the individuals who are still working there, the anchors, everyone that's still associated with CNN who had been corrupted is now being forced to choose a lane. But the simple reality, folks, is that the mainstream media is going to be flipped from within by the White Hats. I think that we're still going to see the EBS. We're still going to see the dramatic events that we know have to happen. But that doesn't mean that the mainstream media simply goes away. I happen to believe that there is a strategy at play here to flip the mainstream media in order to expedite the process of awakening. Because the White Hats realize that after all these years of MKUltra programming, after generations of being conditioned to listen to the mainstream media and accept it as truth, that in order to get folks to fully understand what's been happening faster and more efficiently, it makes a lot more sense to infiltrate those evil, corrupt, mockingbird institutions and to flip them and to get them to start telling the truth. And I do believe that that's already happening, and it's only going to accelerate as time goes on. But we're also going to see lawsuits. We're going to see class action lawsuits against the mainstream media, against Big Pharma. We've already seen a $3 trillion lawsuit against Pfizer. All of this is an alliance operation. CNN ultimately is going to become a mouthpiece for the military alliance. As hard as it is for that to believe, folks, you watch. Give it some time, because that's exactly, according to my research, what's about to happen. The Epstein saga is only the beginning. We're talking about the exposure of the Democratic National Convention, the CIA, the Pentagon, Davos, World Economic Forum, on and on and on. And once we get access, once we see those flight logs, once that information on all the servers, once all these videos of pedophilia are exposed that were recorded by Epstein, this world is never going to be the same. We know that the Alliance has possession of all the evidence. Space Force has it all. And of course, we have to mention John McAfee as a part of that conversation. And I'm going to get into him in just a moment. But Julian Assange is playing a role. The Italian military is playing a role. Russia is playing a role as far as the intelligence gathering capabilities. And I do believe that the Russian tribunals are going to be in tandem with the Western tribunals for the deep state. I think all of this is going to come to a crescendo at the same moment. Nobody knows exactly when. People can speculate, but this is where this is headed. Everything is going to be exposed. Everything that was hidden in the dark is going to be exposed by the light. And if we see what I mentioned earlier, if we see a Trump arrest, you know that's an indication that we are now going to be in warp speed as far as disclosure is concerned. Because if they decide to play that card, if they decide to go after Trump and to make that arrest, and again, this is all going to be theater, folks, because the real Donald Trump is insulated by the military. If they arrest anybody, it's going to be a double. It's not going to be the real Donald Trump. One way or another, folks, if they make this move, if they decide that they're going to arrest Donald Trump, this is going to have a huge effect in terms of exposure. It's going to propel us forward in ways that you couldn't even imagine. Game theory is in place. And I've talked about this before, folks, but the reality of the matter is it's in the deep state's best interest to arrest Donald Trump. And it's not only in their interest, it's also in the best interest of the White Hats, because if Trump gets arrested, the gloves are officially going to be off. And everything that connects directly, specifically to the CIA, but to the deep state, this is going to be a chess move that is so powerful that it's going to bring down their entire house of cards. The gloves will officially be off, And I do believe that the White Hats are waiting for that moment. I do believe that Trump is begging them to make that move. Now, just a moment ago, I mentioned John McAfee, and I've talked about him before, his dead man switch. Now, John McAfee, of course, you've heard 107 talk a lot about his 32 terabytes, the fact that he is basically holding the deep state hostage and putting them between a rock and a hard place by essentially forcing them to crash the crypto market in order to prevent the disclosure of all of the 32 terabytes that are in his possession that are tied to his crypto. Whacked. Now, I happen to think that John McAfee is going to be coming back into the picture in the very near future. We haven't heard a lot of discussion about him, but just because we haven't talked about him a lot lately, just like John Durham, just like Julian Assange, if you think that they have suddenly just disappeared and aren't going to become relevant in the near future, think again. All of this is being coordinated. And from my understanding, Tom Cotton is going to be playing a very specific role having to do with bringing forward McAfee's information, that he is in communication with Space Force and has direct knowledge about exactly what's at play as far as McAfee is concerned. Now, John McAfee, in essence, was a Trojan horse. Okay? The military operations that were underway that involved John McAfee were intended to infiltrate the deep state hardware systems and their servers all throughout the world, including the CIA and really all of the intelligence apparatus, specifically of the Five Eyes agencies. Now, McAfee knew that there was a lot of corruption. He knew that there were money laundering operations going on. He also knew that the deep state had some dirt on him. Now, because they had dirt on him, they believed that they could trust him, and McAfee understood that very well. And see, he used that as leverage against them because they had all of these pay-to-play operations that the CIA, the FBI, all of the elites, and of course, you know, the big tech companies like Microsoft, they were all involved in this together. The world intelligence agencies, they all wanted back doors into these programming operations that installed antivirus software. So at any given moment, the deep state could go through a person's files, they could look at your emails, they could look at all your data, all your records, through these back doors. But what they didn't know, the genius of John McAfee, was that he created these back doors, but he also created all of these worms within the system that would gather data and then funnel it back to him. And in that process, of course, he discovered the depths of their depravity. And that is when John McAfee became a fundamentally important part of this plan. He planted these programs to hack the deep state operators every time they used the back doors that were created basically by coercion. And he found his way into these networks of the deep state intelligence agencies, all of their servers, all their computers, and thereby started collecting all of this data that turned into 32 terabytes. That's a lot of information, folks. Connecting the deep state to human trafficking, to satanic ritual abuse, to money laundering, to election interference, connections to crypto, on and on and on. So the amount of corruption that John McAfee found on the elite is truly staggering, folks. And it is going to bring down this house of cards very rapidly. All of this stuff is converging into a storm, folks. There are so many different attack vectors that the White Hats have covertly been building against the deep state. All of these attack vectors are coming together. The White Hats have been covertly maneuvering behind the scenes, going after the deep state now for decades. And we are in the final phases now, folks. The generals inside of Cheyenne Mountain, the White Hat Military Alliance, have been dropping all of this intelligence very strategically in a slow drip, drip, drip pace. But the reality is, folks, is we're way beyond the drip, drip, drip phase. We are now at a steady stream of disclosure. And it's not going to be long before that drip becomes a flood, just like Q told us that it would. The deep state is very well aware that these military operations are coming closer and that these leaks simply cannot be stopped. And that's the reason that these operations are taking so long. Because this involves the entire world. It involves human and child trafficking operations. It involves military coups that overthrew governments, planned wars for money, energy wars for oil, etc., etc. And we should also mention once again the importance of cryptocurrency to funding the deep state operations. But as all of this is coming together, and as it gets more and more intense and more frightening as we approach the precipice of destruction, we have to remember, folks, that we are not going to fall into world war and nuclear war. Will there be kinetic battles that will very much look like World War III? Yes, absolutely. Is there going to be real fighting going on? Is there real fighting going on right now? Absolutely, of course. We are going to have a scare event, but we will not have a nuclear war. I think it's very, very important for us to remember that, folks, because that is the drumbeat that the mainstream media has been pounding for quite some time now. They're trying to do everything that they can to create an Armageddon-like scenario, a nuclear holocaust. That's what they want, but that's not what they're going to get. And the White Hats understand very well how to game the enemy. They understand very well what their plans and machinations are, all their different tricks, all their different propaganda. And the beautiful part about it is, folks, is that it's not working on the people anymore. The people are not believing what the mainstream media is saying. They're not believing what the cabal is saying. And so therefore, they're not going to be able to pull off the same operations, especially with the same amount of efficiency as they used to. We're not going to have a nuclear war, but we are going to approach the precipice of destruction. We are going to have a near-death experience collectively as humanity. And in that moment, we are going to come together. We are going to unify. We are going to recognize the true nature of our common enemy. And I happen to think that this nuclear event, very likely this scare event, whatever it's going to be, I mean, we don't really know, but I've been predicting now for a while, and it seems pretty likely, given all of the rhetoric that we're hearing, that this is the direction that this is going to head. Cuban Missile Crisis type of standoff, a real nuclear scare. And of course, there's also going to be other black swan events that go right along with that, like the financial collapse. And of course, many other attacks on we the people, like we've been witnessing accelerate for the past few weeks now, ever since the first train derailment in East Palestine. Now, we know that there is a scare event that is necessary. It has to happen. But this event is very, very important in the sense that it is a culminating moment for all of these military operations that have all been leading to the uncovering of who is really in control in this world, and who's really pulling the levers of power, who's really manipulating humanity into hating one another, into going to war with one another, into looking at each other as the enemy. It has to happen this way, folks. You can't tell people, you have to show people, you have to bring them along for the ride. That's what this war is all about. Everything is designed to bring down the deep state and all of the apparatus that protects and insulates it, all the countries that are connected to it, and of course, all of the families that we know are at the very top of the pyramid that I've mentioned many times, specifically the Rothschilds, the Vatican, the Rockefellers, the Jesuits, the Knights of Malta, and many, many others. This deep state cabal is in its final death throes, folks. And Trump has made it very clear that public executions are coming back. And this, again, was a huge warning. This is the shot across the bow that will be remembered when the history books get rewritten. Trump is warning everyone involved with this evil. They have one final chance to come clean. That's why he's talking about public executions, folks. That's why we're seeing Rolling Stone and mainstream media publications report on Trump's comments about firing squads, about televised executions. If you think that he's joking around, if you think that he's playing, think again. This is a man who is fully committed to justice, just as all of us are. And that's why he is our leader. And I do believe that's why God chose Trump and raised him up to be the leader for this moment in time to finally rid this world of evil. And all of us get to bear witness and to play a role in not only defeating this evil, but in building out this beautiful world in the aftermath of the unification of humanity. This is an amazing time to be alive, folks. Hold the line. I promise you, God wins, and humanity is about to enter into a golden age. All right, folks, hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. You can let me know in the comments. Please leave a like if you did. Also, please take a moment to check out the different platforms I'm on and follow me on them. I'm on BitChute, Rumble, and Podbean. Also, please take a moment to follow me on the different platforms I'm on. I'm on BitChute, Rumble, and Podbean. And there are some links that I'd like to draw everybody's attention to in the description. First of all, there is a link to patriotunderground.shop, where I have a whole bunch of items. I have everything from t-shirts to hats to coffee mugs to hoodies to stickers, all great quality, very affordably priced. Thank you to everybody out there who's already made a purchase, and for those who have not, and even for those who have, go ahead and check out the store again. I've added some new items, and this helps me out tremendously. So for those of you out there who are interested in supporting my work, please check out patriotunderground.shop. You can also support me by becoming a patron, making a monthly donation, and I always release all of my new content on Patreon first as a way to say thank you to everybody who has made that commitment. And I have to say, folks, you have made an enormous, enormous difference in my life and have helped me tremendously move in the direction of becoming a full-time podcaster. I'm hoping one day that that will become a reality. So thank you to everybody out there who has helped me in that effort. And then finally, I just wanted to mention once again, PatriotSwitch.com. This is the best company out there for all of your personal and household products. They have simply the best items that I've been able to come across. I've shopped at a lot of different stores, both online and, of course, the big box conglomerates, just like all of us have, folks. And I haven't found any products out there that have rivaled even the quality of what I found on Patriot Switch. And not only that, these products are all made right here in America. They support American jobs, American families. And most importantly, Patriot Switch gives us an option to do our shopping with the good guys, to reallocate all of our financial resources to align with our spiritual and our political values. Everything that we're fighting for, the folks at Patriot Switch are fully behind and committed to. They are great people. They have amazing customer service, more than 90% customer retention rate, folks. You have to check this company out. I'm telling you, I made the switch, and from the moment I made that switch, I never looked back. It was one of the best financial decisions I've ever made. PatriotSwitch.com. All right, folks, thank you so much for listening. I'll be back on Wednesday with Michael Jaco. Very much looking forward to that interview. So thank you once again, folks. God bless and Godspeed. Patriot out.